And this is a big deal. Joining us in studio now, I've probably got more text messages in the last couple of days when people heard that we were having this guy in studio with us. It's the actor, the rapper, the producer, the writer, the great Ice Cube. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, man. How you doing?
All right.
This is a huge thrill for us. We're big fans. Great to have you in studio.
Oh, man, it's great to be here.
And you're in town because the Big Three is coming to town, and it's the semifinals, and this is something that's, I don't know if it's exactly your brainchild, but you're behind Big Three basketball, three-on-three, featuring a lot of big names in the world of basketball, former NBA stars, some legends who are involved in the coaching process that we'll get to here in a moment. But tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend at the American Airlines Center.
Oh, man, it's an exciting weekend. Last year we came, I think it was week three or four, and Dallas really showed up. You know, it was packed house. Mark Cuban showed us a lot of love, you know, letting us use the arena. And it was just the right vibe and the right feel. And we was like, man, we got to come back to Dallas, you know. And when we was making the schedule, we was like, let's reward Dallas with a playoff game, you know, not just a regular season game, but, you know, something that has high stakes. And so, you know, we planned this very early to come back. And so we happy to be at this point in the season. We got some great teams that, you know, our top four teams are going at it this weekend to see who's going to play in the championship in Brooklyn.
Now, it seems like everything you touch turns to gold. But this must even surprise you. It's not just Dallas that has supported this. Crowds of 14 and 15,000 coming out to watch this. Or did you know going in, hey, this is going to work and this is going to really resonate with people?
We was planning for it to work. You know, it's like we were planning that it's a lot of, you know, I was figuring must be a lot of guys out there like me who would check these guys out if I knew they were playing somewhere. We kind of banked on that, you know, or, you know, just being a sports fan, basketball fan. And we know guys are sometimes, you know, kind of expelled from the NBA before they're really done. You know, some guys are done. You know what I mean? They like, my last game, it looks like my last game. I'm never picking up a basketball ever again in my life. And some guys don't even know they retired. They just like, yo, played last year. You know, I'm waiting for the call. I'm not going to get it. What's up? I'm calling the agent. What's happening? Anybody call me? Nobody called? Oh, damn. Okay, we'll wait. You know, start of the season, somebody will get hurt. No call? Damn, okay, all-star break. You know, somebody will get hurt. They're going to call. What? All right, playoff run, you know. Nobody called. And then they like, damn, I'm out the NBA. I'm retired, and I'm 32. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool to have a league that's there for you. If you still got it in you, you still want to play at the highest level against your contemporaries, against your peers, the Big Three is here.
Yeah, the Big Three is here this weekend. It's Friday at the American Airlines Center. It's the semifinals, and some of the names are going to be playing Corey Maggette and Amari Stoudemire, the former Maverick, Rashard Lewis, Baron Davis. Dr. J is one of the coaches. And
yeah, he's
Ice
not
Cube,
playing.
He's you know,
not
he's not playing. Playing. Although he probably still could.
He could probably still dunk, you know.
So he used to do that on his birthday every year. He would see if he could still dunk. I wonder if he could this last birthday.
I don't know. You know, he always looks good, so you never know. Taking off is probably not the problem. It's landing.
And this is Ice Cube in studio with us, and of course he's behind the Big Three. Was it hard to talk these guys into it, or was it a pretty easy sell?
Some guys were harder than others, you know. Everybody tells you, yeah. Oh, man, yeah, Cube. You know, you see him, hey, man, I got this new thing. Yeah, Cube. Oh, yeah. But to get them to actually sign the contract is a whole nother level. And so, you know, we had to deal with that initially. You know, everybody's saying, yeah, but, hey, man, you going to sign the contract? Yo, did you get the contract? Or who's your people? Where can I send the contract? So, you know, it took a minute for people to really lock in. And Kenyon Martin was the first guy to sign. And then Gary Payton signed on as a coach. And so we had those names to drop now. You know, mm-hmm. it was like, yo, Kenyon Martin signed and Gary Payton signed. So then the Iceman signed and then Chauncey Billups. And then it just started to snowball. And, you know, some guys said they would sign and never did, you know, and you know, I'm still looking for them. And so
who's one that you're still trying to chase down?
Ray Allen. Yeah, Ray Allen. He said he was going to play. I think he really wants to play. So we'll see. You know, he didn't play last year, didn't play this year. We'll see.
And this is going to be this is going to be an Olympic sport in 2020, isn't it? 3-on-3.
Yes, yes.
You should be consulted on this. I don't know if you will be or not, but you should be consulted on who will be our American team.
I mean, I think we got some great players. I mean, as far as 3-on-3, we have the Premier League. So
yeah.
I don't know who could beat our guys. You know, those guys are, you know, top notch, and they're you know, they've been playing pro basketball for a long time, and now they're getting their, you know, kind of feet wet with the 3-on-3 game. And so I think they're going to be at a level that nobody's going to be able to beat them in 2020.
How good are you, by the way? Is basketball your game? Are you more of a golf guy? What are you?
Nah, I've never played golf. I'm a basketball guy, but I'm semi-retired, you know. Mm-hmm. Only pick it up every now and then.
Did you play in high school?
No, I played football in high school, and I tried out for the basketball team, and the coach was hating on me. He was mad that I was a football player, and I wasn't there the whole time, so he didn't really give me the look I thought I deserved.
So was the Big Three your idea, or did somebody come to you with the idea?
No, it's my idea. I worked on it with the co-founder, Jeff Quinance, who's my partner. After coming up with the initial idea, just calling him and seeing if it was a good idea and is it something that we should work on and try to grow it.
What triggered that idea?
Well, I had always been thinking about 3-on-3 basketball. Like, I'm a big fan of that. Played mostly 3-on-3 growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder, why hasn't it been elevated to the professional level? Why is it just kind of amateur in the parking lot? You know, Nike would do a tournament and Mountain Dew and all these, you know. But it's all outside for amateurs, and it's nothing elevated to the pro level. So that kind of lay dormant in my head until Kobe Bryant scored 60 points in his last game. And there's nowhere to see him play again. And I'm like, I have a problem with that. I'm like, it's a lot of guys I still want to see play that I know play because I hear about them. You know, I hear about this game and that game. And, man, you should have been to the gym because, man, you know, such and such served him 40 points. And I'm like, why can't the public get in on this? And so that's when the ideas started to intersect. I said, okay, this is a great way to introduce and promote and elevate professional 3-on-3 basketball by having former NBA players, you know, start the league. And that's really how it, you know, really started getting the ball rolling.
This is Friday night at the American Airlines Center, the Big Three. Ice Cube's with us in studio. It's a big weekend for you. You got your basketball tournament. You're playing the Music Factory in Irving on Saturday.
Yeah.
You act, you perform, you're running this league. How do you have enough hours in the day to do all this?
Well, they got to add some more hours to the day. You know what I mean? They got to add some more hours to the day. We start rolling downhill and it's hard to stop us, you know, and this season has been, it's been a great progression for the Big Three. You know, last year we played on Sundays and we were tape delayed and they played it back on Mondays. And that's sports, but it ain't the sports we used to. We used to, you know, unless it's 1980, we're used to seeing things live. So, you know, by being live this year, you know, I think we took a leap forward. And, you know, it's hard to play live and fill up an arena. So the interest is there, you know, from the audience. It's really all about us building from here and building awareness, building excitement. You know, I know we've done our jobs when guys like you get excited about Big Three coming. And when you start to say, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years from now, can't wait for the Big Three, man, this, that, and the other. You know, that's where we want to be. You know, right now we're a cool thing, but we want to be, you know, the fabric of American sports. And, you know, so it's going to take some years to get there, but I think we got a nice start.
See, I was going to ask you if you think there's room for me on one of the rosters, because I led our intramural team in scoring in college.
Dude, the West Hall Hoopers.
Let me tell you.
We went 3-4 one year.
You sucked.
You will get cooked out there. Smoked.
He has played one-on-one against the Iceman before.
Yeah, I did play the Iceman one-on-one. He's a dear friend of our show.
Yeah, I mean, when? How was he, 65?
He was close. Yeah, okay. Close. All right.
And he probably still served you 30.
I held my own.
Right. It was a long time ago.
All right.
I've got a mean turnaround
jumper.
You
caught ice on a bad day.
Boy, and by the way, speaking of this being televised live, this is on Fox.
Big Fox.
Big Fox.
Yeah.
Prime time on Friday.
Nice. Yes, sir. You know, which is a big step. You know, we've been on FS1 most of the season. We had 2 or 3 games on Big Fox that did huge numbers. And so, you know, we're excited. We think, you know, ultimately, this sport lives on Big Fox. You know, next year we want to try to get all our games on Big Fox, because we feel like, I mean, if you've seen a Big Three game, it's very entertaining. You know, it's always something to watch. We let guys be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We mic our coaches. We mic the guys. Let them trash talk and not, you know, fall into some robotic kind of thing that we've been seeing for the last 20 years in sports. You know, it's kind of robotic and not really what we grew up on. And so we wanted to go back to what we grew up on, why we fell in love with these sports.
Tape delay? I mean, is there some language issues with everybody being mic'd up?
There is some language issues, you know, that, you know, Fox audio people are the best in the world, because they're able to get some of that stuff out of there before it hits the air. But some of it hits, you know. I try to tell the guys, I'm like, look, trash talking is cool. Let's keep the profanity down, man. We're trying to build a league. But but the passion gets to these guys and they forget, and there we go. The FCC going to be on our butt.
God, speaking of FCC, you ought to go into DJing, because you have, I don't know if you need money and an extra job.
I think
he
does.
You have one of the greatest voices of all time.
Thank you. It took me a while to really love my voice. You know, I grew up, it was some of the great MCs of the world. You know, it's like Melly Mel and Chuck D and Rakim and, you know, these are some of the great voices of hip hop. And
so when you listened back the first time you did a song, you went, oh, man.
Damn, I'm not
crap.
I'm not Rakim. You know what I mean? I'm like,
I've said that about myself.
Yeah, so I had to work on, you know, really understanding that, okay, my voice is unique to me and I should embrace it. But, you know, for a long time, I always wanted to, you know, sound like one of the, you know, premier MCs that I grew up listening to, you know. But I think, you know, people have gotten used to it over the years, and it's pretty cool.
I don't know if there's an answer to this. It may be whatever you're doing at the moment, but is there something that still gets you going more than anything else that you do? Is it writing? Is it rapping? Is it acting? Is there something that above all else?
Hitting the stage, you know, performing. You know, we got a show this, you know, Saturday. Which I was happy, because, like, yo, we got a game Friday, got a show on Saturday. You know, we're going to tear Dallas up this weekend. You
coming over to my house on Sunday.
Yeah, man,
we're going to hang out.
Cook out. And, yeah. You know,
you doing your acoustic, you know, numbers on Saturday? Or what?
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? Unplugged, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but hitting that stage, man, and, you know, I feel like I'm 17, 18 years old again every time, because, you know, so much energy the crowd gives you. And we grew up, you know, we perform with energy. You know, it's not like some of the MCs now, they just stand there, you know, in the middle. But we, you know, put on a show. And so that's fun. You know, that's still the funnest part of entertainment to me.
This is the great Ice Cube with us in studio. Did you always think you'd be an entertainer? I read that you were going to study architecture.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you knew, you were performing. Did you have another idea in mind before the performing thing hit?
I played a lot of football, you know, and I thought I was going to just keep going and, you know, try to go to college with it. But I met Dr. Dre at the same time, and it was like, 2 hours of football practice or 2 hours hanging out with Dr. Dre in the studio. It's like, you know, forget them up downs, man. I'm going to hang out. And I fell in love with music and fell in love with hip hop. You know, I was already in love with it, but actually knowing that I could do it and not just be a, you know, paying customer was a whole new world to me that I really wanted to explore. So, you know, I quit the football team, you know, which everybody was tripping on that. Like, you,
yeah, what'd your dad think of that?
You know, my dad, he long as you're doing something positive, he don't really care. Like, you know, football's cool. That's positive. Keep you out the street. And, you know, go do music. All right, long as it's keeping you out the street, go do the music. And I'm like, well, not really keeping me out the street, actually putting me more in the street. But
that's where we're doing all of our videos.
Yeah, you know, but we're going to make some money, you know. So he was with it, you know. He was with, you know, very supportive of me and my, you know, what I wanted to do. You know, just don't call me from jail. That's all he said. Don't call me from jail.
And I know you've heard this a million times, but Straight Outta Compton, it's one of the five best movies I've seen in the last 10 years. I thought it was just extraordinary.
Thank you, man. We put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that movie because we know it was 1,000 ways to get it wrong. You know, you can, like, you've seen these biopics. You know, how many people get it right? You know what I mean? Only a few. So we knew that we had to put all of our expertise, you know, into it and all of our, you know, passion into it to make sure it was right. And we was extremely anal about the movie. You know, we had the movie company call us, you know, they called me several times saying, Cube, you're not making an independent movie. You gotta keep us involved. You know what I mean? You gotta let us know what you're shooting. Like, all right, man, but y'all gonna want to try to change it. And so we was extra protective. I didn't care. I was a maniac. You know, I just wanted to get it right. You know, I was like, I don't care who gets hurt. I just want to get it right. And so it's pretty, you know, it's a very cool accomplishment. Extra tidbit, getting my son to play me and actually, you know, be the best guy for the job, which I knew he was. You know, that's what I was trying to tell everybody when Gary Gray looked at me and said, what? You want to put your son in the movie? I said, yeah, man. Cube, are we making a real movie or what? Yeah, man, that's all I make is real movies. What you talking about, man? He's going to be the best Ice Cube you can find. And they looked, and they couldn't find nobody better. And that's why he got it.
I read somewhere where you said that your favorite movie outside of Straight Outta Compton was Jaws. Is that true?
Jaws is my favorite movie.
Oh, really? That's great. We all love Jaws.
Yeah, we're big
Jaws just
fans.
The perfect movie for everything. You know, if you want adventure movies, perfect. Horror movie, perfect.
Love story.
So get this, George. He's the big guy over here. He tried to show his sons Jaws. And, you know, kids today, they think old movies, they're stupid. They couldn't even make it through it. Both of them made him shut it off because it was scaring him so bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, one classic. One was like five at the time. It was really poor.
It was bad parenting.
Yeah.
It's all good, man. Sometimes you got to shock them and let them know the world is real.
Do you know the whole monologue of the USS Indianapolis?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not the whole monologue, but I mean, he tells the scariest story that you can imagine. You know, could you imagine, like, you know, being knocked into the water? You already got hit by a torpedo and survived that. And you got to survive, like,
the sharks
for days on
feeding
end.
On
everybody around you. It's like, you know, that should have been Jaws, the movie. Because that one story was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. And to learn years later that it was true. You know,
I know it's
like,
yeah.
that even made me love the movie even more.
Well, we know you got to run. You've got to schedule this morning some other interviews. We can't tell you what a thrill it was to have you in studio. The great Ice Cube. And don't forget, Big Three playoffs at the American Airlines Center. 3-on-3 basketball featuring some of the legendary names in the sport this Friday. Thanks for the time.
Man, thanks for having me. I know a lot of people going to the Cowboys, but look, Friday night, get to the American Airlines Arena.
That's the place to be.
I'm telling you, you got to see this live. You got to see 7-footers playing 3-on-3 basketball. It's an incredible sight.
Thank you. The great Ice Cube with us here.